And that's, I mean, I'm done with my sister's project in 2 days, so okay. I'm going to be back over there full time.
All right. Well, there is, without going into the numbers of how much and when, there is an exception in the statutes on the bed and breakfast statute. I think that's what we did last time. So,
I rented 100 days. I had it down for you, or okay, 97. Well, it was close to 100.
If you live on the property,
yes.
Okay, we will, and you get your mail there and all that kind of thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. With respect to BOE 193, I'd make a motion to change classification to residential under the bed and breakfast statute.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Is she with her sister?
And are you Miss Church? Is that right? Are you Miss Church's sister or relative? Linda Joyce Church?
It's a relative, but she'll have nothing to do with my property.
Okay, well, she's got one on the docket, and we're a little confused about what it's on here for. It doesn't appear to be a nightly rental. It's just a, maybe she doesn't.
No, I think it's a residential, but it don't have nothing to do with me.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, we were trying to get a hold of her, so she's supposed to be in here like in an hour. We're trying to take it up early.
I could try to call her and see, but she'll answer a lot of times for me.
Okay, well, if you would do that, that'd be great. Just tell her we're trying to reach her, and we'd like to try to take her case up early, and we can do it by phone if she wants.
I know she's hard to do with, so I don't want you guys taking it out on me.
Yeah, we've heard you.
I mean, she's hard to deal with me, so I'm just saying, that's why my last name's Rodriguez. Okay. I don't know how but I don't have no problems over there, you know?
No problem, but, I mean, If you are able to reach her and let her know that we're trying to reach her, if she can either maybe come early or we can just talk to her on the phone, we'll call her. We'd like to see if we can't take it up early. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
So wait, what am I going to do with the money?
We just did it. We changed you back to residential.
Oh, okay. So my stuff's not going up, correct?
No, I mean, in other words, I don't know, was valuation appealed?
Value down, yep.
Okay. With respect to value, I'm assuming it was really you were just appealing classification because your tax bill went up. I mean, in other words, you weren't disputing the value, the appraised value of the property.
Is that the value at like 335, is that correct?
292.
I'm sorry?
I think it was at 335 or something like that.
Just a second. I'm trying to find this again.
292,260 is
292,260 is what it said.
Okay, I knew it was around 300. So.
Okay, but is that as far as?
Oh, you know why? Because the garage, they thought it was done, but it wasn't done, so they went back down and they had to go back out there. So the first time they said 335, and then they went back down.
So you're okay with the value, is what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you'll withdraw. You'd withdraw that.
Yeah, so it's not going to change. Nothing's
going to
change, correct?
The classification has been changed back to residential, yes. Okay?
Okay. Your
correct. Your percentage of taxation has gone down, yes, based on your assessed value. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So we have the one.
She said that she withdrew that valuation. So what?
We have the one in California. Do you want to try that now? I think it's
California.
8:30 now.
That would be Imperial Ethos. Interesting name. Here we go. Yes, this is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We know you're on the docket for late this afternoon, but we've run through our morning docket. We were hoping we could take you up early.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's no problem. I'm just in my car, but I have most of the information memorized, so I'm good with that.
Hopefully it'll be pretty short here on this. Is this just a property that you have in Taney County that you put in a nightly rental program?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Okay. And does Imperial Ethos or any of the owners own any other rental property in Taney County?
No, that's actually the only property we own outside of our house in California.
Okay. Here's what we've been doing with these properties. If on the first one we give you a break that you put in a nightly rental program, which is 25% commercial, 75% residential. But if you acquire or the LLC acquires any other properties that they put in a nightly rental program, they would be 100% commercial.
Got it.
No, okay. And is the only appeal here on classification?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I would make a motion as to BOE 171 that we change the classification to mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. You'll get a decision within a few days, and thank you for owning in Taney County.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And thank you for taking us up early. We would not want to have waited till 4.
No worries. I appreciate the phone call. Thank you so much.
I got stopped from calling you at about 6:45 your time, so we waited. I'm glad. All right. Take care.
Well, thank you.
Bye-bye.
And then there were two.
All right. And then you said on Branson Hills, can we do that one now? Or
no.
We need
time because okay. He's trying to move that forward.
Okay.
And do you think he'll get it done before then? We'll give you the 25 amount, but then we're moving forward to 26 so that we can see the actual value as it goes through so you can give that appraise number for Stephanie to change it.
Okay. But you think we can get it done before noon? It's 10:39.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, we've only got Miss Church, and I'll try her again right now. I think that's all we got left, right?
It is.
Just the
she doesn't answer for her relatives, she's probably not going to answer
True.
For us. So I guess we will have her in here just so the people listening at the tax commission right now can have some amusement. All right, well, let's see. I guess that's all we have at the moment until we get the Branson Hills. She's not supposed to be here till 11:45.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so I mean we've got literally an hour. Do you guys want to break for lunch now, or are you even hungry? Because I don't. I mean, we can. It's up to you guys.
We have nothing to do for an hour. So.
Yeah. Can we do that? We could just come back at 11:45 because I mean it sounds like to me she's the type of person that's going to be here. So why don't we just break until about an hour from now, 11:40, and come back here and take up her case. And with any luck, we'll be able to take up the Branson Hills Hotel. Is that okay?
Yes, we have some time there, and I'll see if we can't get it done before their time.
Great. We'll be in recess till 11:40. All right.